The Earth is a big place, really big, and on it are mountains, deserts, rivers, and swamps. Some of those points are higher than others, some of the deserts are drier than others, and some of the rivers are longer than others. Learn more about the Earth's most extreme points on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, this is Gary. If you're listening to this podcast, you clearly are someone who likes to learn every day. And if you want to add a little more learning into your everyday routine, check out TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll hear about some of the big ideas shaping our world. This includes everything from artificial intelligence to the search for dark matter and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is sponsored by Scotty Vest. It doesn't matter if you're going to the highest, lowest, hottest, or driest point on the planet, Scotty Vest has you covered. I've personally worn Scotty Vest gear to over 100 countries, and it's covered me stylishly in each one, all while carrying my important stuff. You can get 15% off your next order by going to scottyvest.com and using coupon code EVERYTHINGEVERYWHERE, all one word, at checkout. If you view the Earth from space, it looks like a perfect sphere. In fact, the only reason the Earth looks so irregular is that we happen to be living on the surface, and we are very small in comparison. However, if we were to shrink the Earth down to the size of a billiard ball, it would actually be smoother than a billiard ball. You may have heard that the Earth is not actually a sphere, but is technically what is called an oblate spheroid, and this is true. The diameter of the Earth from North Pole to South Pole is 12,713.6 kilometers. The diameter of the equator is actually slightly more because the Earth is spinning, which causes it to bulge at the equator slightly. The diameter of the Earth at the equator is 12,756.2 kilometers, which is 46.2 kilometers more than it is if you measure it at the poles. The difference is so small that you couldn't tell if you just looked at a photo of the planet, but it's there. I mention this because it's relevant when it comes to the first extreme point on Earth, the highest point. Many of you will immediately say that the highest point on Earth is Mount Everest, and you're not necessarily wrong. As measured from sea level, Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world at 8,848 meters or 29,029 feet in height. However, you might have noticed that the bulge around the equator is 46.2 kilometers, and that is higher than the height of Mount Everest. What that means is that Mount Everest isn't the farthest point from the center of the Earth, nor is it the point on the Earth that's closest to space. That distinction is held by Mount Chimborazo in Ecuador. If you were to measure a mountain from its base rather than from sea level, then the highest point would be Mauna Kea on the Big Island of Hawaii. The peak of Mauna Kea is 4,205 meters, or 13,796 feet, above sea level. However, it extends another 6,000 meters, or 19,700 feet, below the sea to the ocean floor. If you wanted to just measure the distance from the base of a mountain to its peak above sea level, as the distance you could actually climb, then it's a different mountain yet again. Mount Denali in Alaska rises 5,500 meters, or 18,000 feet, from its base, whereas Mount Everest only rises 3,700 meters, or 12,000 feet, from its base high in the Himalayan plateau. Because the Earth is spinning, creating a centripetal force, it actually means that the force of gravity on the surface can vary ever so slightly. Very slightly. The highest gravity on the surface of Earth can be found on the Arctic Ocean, and the lowest is on top of Mount Huascarán in Peru. The reason why it isn't Mount Chimborazo has to do with the rock composition below the mountain. The difference is about 1% between the two extremes, so don't expect any miracle weight loss by moving to Peru. The lowest point on Earth isn't as complicated. On the surface of the Earth, the lowest point is the Dead Sea in Israel and Jordan. The surface of the Dead Sea is approximately 430 meters or 1,411 feet below sea level. I have to say approximately because the number is always changing. The level of the Dead Sea is dropping by a full meter each year, which is a lot. There's almost no rain in the region, and the primary source of water, the Jordan River, now has most of its water diverted for agriculture. That means all of the water in the Dead Sea keeps evaporating. There are plans to carry water, actually brine from a desalination plant, to the Dead Sea to stabilize the water levels. Called the Dead Sea-Red Sea Water Conveyance, it hopes to stabilize the level of the Dead Sea going forward. The deepest point below sea level is Challenger Deep, located in the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean. It's 10,929 meters, or 35,856 feet below sea level. Technically, it's located in the ocean territory of the Federated States of Micronesia. Only 13 people have ever traveled down to the bottom, including director James Cameron. That is only one more than the number of people who have ever landed on the moon. If I asked you what the longest river in the world was, some of you might say the Amazon and some might say the Nile. And both answers would be correct. Sort of. There's actually quite a bit of debate as to which river is longer, which you think would be really easy to resolve with satellite mapping. It all has to do with how you define a river. Where do you find the river's end? Where do you define its beginning? Because rivers can swell with flooding, and what time of year do you measure it? There have been literally papers published in peer-reviewed scientific journals on the subject, and papers have advocated for both the Amazon and the Nile. If you use standard Wikipedia values, the Nile is 6,650 kilometers long, and the Amazon is 6,575 kilometers long, a difference of only 75 kilometers. Suffice it to say that the error bars on the measurement are large enough that the two rivers overlap, and you can make an argument for either one if it matters that much to you. The largest waterfall, once again, is not a straightforward question. The highest waterfall is unquestionably Angel Falls in Venezuela. It is a vertical drop of 979 meters, or 3,212 feet. However, highest doesn't necessarily mean largest. How much of a vertical drop do you need to be considered a waterfall? A very loose definition would give the title to Inga Falls in the Congo River. However, it really isn't more of a rapid than a waterfall. It drops 96 meters over a full 19 kilometers. The widest waterfall, and another claimant for the largest by volume, would be Kone Falls, which is at 10.7 kilometers wide on the Mekong River. This, too, isn't a massive water drop, but it's more of a waterfall than Inga Falls is. The largest sheet of falling water, which takes into consideration both volume and drop, would be Victoria Falls on the border of Zambia and Zimbabwe. The largest freshwater lake in the world is the Caspian Sea. It's so large that it isn't even called a lake. It has a surface area of 371 square kilometers, making it significantly larger than the second largest lake, Lake Superior. The deepest lake in the world is Lake Baikal in Russia at a depth of 1,642 meters or 5,387 feet. It is over 1,000 meters deeper than the next deepest lake, Lake Tanganyika in Africa. Moisture extremes can vary and can be difficult to nail down, but for sure the driest place in the world is in the Atacama Desert in Chile. The average rainfall in the desert is 15 millimeters per year, but there are some weather stations that have never recorded any rain, ever. There's even some evidence that parts of the desert may never have had any rain for the 400 years from 1570 to 1971. The consensus for the wettest place on the planet seems to be Mwasandram, India. The average rainfall is 11,871 millimeters, or close to 39 feet of rain every year. Not surprisingly, the coldest place on Earth is in Antarctica. The coldest temperature ever recorded was minus 89.2 degrees Celsius, or minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit at Vostok Station in 1983. In 2010, there was an even colder temperature of 93.2 degrees Celsius, or minus 105.8 degrees Fahrenheit, recorded via satellite over Antarctica. The hottest temperature is a matter of some debate. The official mark is 56.7 degrees Celsius or 134.1 degrees Fahrenheit in Furnace Creek, Death Valley, California in 1913. However, there's some debate about the accuracy of the measurement given some nearby anomalous readings. If that isn't the highest temperature, then the next highest would be 54.4 degrees Celsius or 129.9 degrees Fahrenheit, recorded in the exact same place in the year 2020. I want to close with an extreme point that you probably wouldn't think about. Almost all of the planet is divided into watersheds, areas where all the water drains. In the Americas, you have the Continental Divide. This is the line where streams on one side flow into the Atlantic and on the other side flow into the Pacific. Africa has a similar divide between the Nile and Congo basins. However, there is only one place on Earth which is a triple divide, a point where the water can flow to one of three different oceans. And that place is Triple Divide Peak in Montana. Here the water can flow to the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Arctic Ocean. There's one other oddity with the Continental Divide in North America. There is a particular small stream in the state of Wyoming called Two Ocean Creek. Two Ocean Creek forks into two different creeks, which is not at all uncommon. What is uncommon is that the creek happens to split exactly on the Continental Divide. The two creeks it splits into are called Atlantic Creek and Pacific Creek. Atlantic Creek flows into the Yellowstone River, which then joins the Missouri River and finally the Mississippi River, flowing into the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. Pacific Creek flows into the Snake River, which joins the Columbia River, which goes to the Pacific Ocean. That means it is theoretically possible for a fish to swim from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean right over the Rocky Mountains. Executive producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is James Makala. If you join me over on the Discord server, I'm now providing spoilers for the next episode of the show. You'll be able to find out what the next show is before it hits your podcast player. To join, go to everything-everywhere.com/discord or just click on the link in the show notes.